So this idiot, Charles Blow, who's a nobody, he is a professional no one. He is a professional agitator. Who knew that you could make millions off of being the author of other people's misery? But that's exactly what Charles Blow specializes in. He wrote a column for the New Teaneck Tatlin Times this past Sunday, and in it he discovered the illicit and not so well disguised evil, despicable racism that is Speedy Gonzalez, and the out in the open, upfront rape culture that is Pepe Le Pew. And then demanded that they be removed from the new Space Jam movie. I have a question. What are you going to do about the old Space Jam movie? Hey, has anyone gone and found, I don't know, go look at a casino somewhere in Las Vegas and find Michael Jordan at a craps table or wherever, or sports betting, and ask him if he regrets being in, wait a minute, was Michael Jordan or Shaq in Space Jam? It was Michael Jordan, right? Ask Michael Jordan if he regrets appearing on screen with Bugs Bunny, Pepe Le Pew, Jessica Rabbit, or Bugs Bunny's girlfriend, whatever her name is, Speedy Gonzalez, and all the rest of the racist, what? Lola, and all the rest of the racist crew from Looney Tunes. Here's the latest. But I mentioned this yesterday, that one of the first impersonations, when I knew I had a calling to be a major underachiever and a phenomenal unsuccess in entertainment, one of the first things I learned to do was to impersonate Foghorn Leghorn, a skill that I would use unceremoniously for 50 years. Shortly thereafter, I learned Pepe Le Pew. And probably around the same time, yee-haw! Arriba, arriba! Andre, Andre! Speedy Gonzalez. I love Speedy. Who doesn't like Speedy Gonzalez? Oh, is that the Lola from...
That's how they changed Lola. They basically made her, you know...
Oh, they changed her from a hot rabbit to a dyke.
Yes, they made her unisex.
That's not... Maggie O'Connor, we're not mincing words on this show anymore. She's not a unisex. She's a dyke. The only thing they didn't do was give her
she
some...
She still has a long ponytail.
Yeah, she needs some muscles. She needs some muscles to be more dykey. So I learned Speedy Gonzalez. Now, the reason these were easy to learn is because they were so over the top. Because Mel Blanc was just a genius at creating these characters' voices. And the cartoonist, and now I keep hearing, you do know. Some of you people in the chat room keep jumping in there and chastise. You do know that these were stereotypes, and these are bad racism. Hey, man, hey, bub, everything's a freaking stereotype. Abraham in the Old Testament is a stereotype of Ben Stiller's dad from Seinfeld. Take your stereotype. You know what to do.
He's a stereotype, and it's a terrible stereotype.
Ooh, I'm so scared. Don't stereotype me, please. Disney Plus pulls iconic movies Dumbo. What the hell did Dumbo ever do? What does Dumbo do?
They have crows in there that depict African-American men.
Okay, this is just getting... All right, and now it's stupid season. Now it's just, hey, you know what this is? This is a bunch of adults who don't have anything better to do with their time than say, I'm part of the woke culture. No, we have a woke culture here at Disney. Or is it being more like we have like a woke culture like at Disney now and we don't Disneyate or woke, we wokenate everything. And look, I got invited to like a woke like cocktail party where they don't have cocktails because that would be mean and nasty. Someone might get out of control and start, you know, like flirting and stuff. This is stupid season now. But stupid season has a purpose. The stupid season has the purpose of sowing the seeds of discontent and misery. It's by sowing these seeds, the Satanist pinko commies behind us are basically telling you all that you enjoyed previously, we're going to take away from you. Now, you can sit out there and go like, dude, King dude, really? You can't find enjoyment in life if Speedy Gonzalez and Dumbo are gone? Really, dude? Are you really that vapid in your stupid radio existence? I'm sure I can find a lot of joy. I can find joy in reading the Psalms or the Gospels. True. Absolutely true. But God made us humans. We're not dogs. We're not cats. I don't exist for my next meal. I exist for human charity, camaraderie, interaction. Why give the apostles the apostolic admonition and mission? Now ye go forth and teach all men of all nations all that I have taught you. In between the teaching, did Peter, James, and John, and James the Lesser, and Thomas, and Philip, and the rest of the apostles, you think maybe they stopped for meals? Maybe they told a joke at a meal? Or are they just running around dour and sad and miserable all the time? We're apostles and we don't eat, we fast, and you're having too much fun over there. Hell, if that's people's view, what exactly, what Bible you got that out of? That's the Puritan. Or the Donatist or the Calvinist warped view of things. In any event, remove the things that people are familiar with and give them joy. No matter how trivial it is, you can say, that's really trivial, TKD. Well, to you it is, maybe. Maybe to others it's not so trivial. I happen to think that part of the laughter, humor, entertainment, goodness, truth, beauty, as we see it in arts and entertainment and in music, is a good thing. Obviously, when you see the opposite, that's a bad thing. They're not trying to... Look, no one's trying to ban kiddie porn. There's no crusade against child pornography. Hell, there's no crusade against porn in general, is there? There's no crusade against naked displays of transgender sex, whatever the hell that is, lesbianism. You have men kissing on television now and in TV commercials. All these used to be called, what do they call them, PDAs, public displays of affection. PDAs, as long as they're between consenting homos and sodomites, are fine now. Oh, but Speedy Gonzalez, yeah! Arriba, arriba, andre, andre! Nah, off limits. Why? Remove what's familiar and what's joyous, and then you can replace it with what's not. Oh, but the state, the woke state, and I only use the term state loosely, not with a capital S, with a lower S, lowercase S, because most of this is not being done by government. Did you note that big government, even though it's still a menace, has a very small role to play in this? It's Big Apple, Big Microsoft, Big Disney, Big AT&T, Big Amazon, Big Walmart that are behind all this. They're the ones that are driving this, exactly as many of us have been warning against and predicting, saying, you guys are making, you're making the wrong bedfellows. Disney Plus has stripped its children movie selection of classic movies like Dumbo. What did the Aristocats ever do? What is their offense?
Well, they have a Siamese cat who plays the piano with chopsticks. That's racist, bro.
So what? Now I know the scene. Now I Does that mean we can't have the Koopy Girl music in movies anymore? You know, the Chinese... You know what I'm talking about. Is that gone now, too? Peter Pan. The hell did Peter... I thought Peter Pan was effeminate. I thought Peter Pan was a tranny. Or at least he's transitioning. Oh, he's mean to Indians. Here's what ought to happen. Take Disney and their 100-year campaign to destroy the family. See my YouTube video on this from 3 years ago. Long before the rest of the conservative ink raised their hackles in their ire about Disney. Right here on the Crusade Channel, if you were listening, you got an earful. 3-4 years ago. By the by, that Google must hate Disney because that video is still on YouTube. My video, that Disney 100-year plan to destroy the family. Warning, contains scenes some viewers may find offensive. I would do what Disney wants you to do and what Charles M. Blow wants you to do and all the rest of them. I would stop all fraternization, all manner of commerce and communication with these people. Drop dead today. They're dead to you. They don't exist. Walk away. I know many of you that's hard to do. Some people that I know very well, that's a hard thing to do. That's what the faith is calling you to do. Are you saying that I can't be saved in this age and that, didn't he? No, I'm not. But our Lord did tell us, by their fruits you shall know them. It would be a pretty rotten fruit to throw in and to be throwing your money at any of these people. For Dumbo, they explain that the crows in musical number pay homage to racist minstrel shows. I got a question for you. How would a 6-year-old know that? How would a 6-year-old know that he's been exposed to a racist minstrel show? By the way, I just have to ask a question. What exactly is a racist minstrel show?